Today's shir is Nedarim Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are at the very top with the Mishnah. So begins the Mishnah as follows: Hanoder mi shov se Shabbos. A person takes a neder; he's not going to get any hanah from those who rest on Shabbos. So aser b'Yisrael va'aser b'kusim. So he's prohibited to get any hanah from a yid, and he also can't get any benefit from kusim. They also keep Shabbos. Now, kusim, there's a machlokus in the throughout Shas as to how do we view them. I think in English, the kusim are the Samaritans. So the question is, they converted, but do they convert for real? One opinion holds that they're geri emes, that they really converted out of truthful. They believe in Hashem, in Torah and mitzvos. Another opinion in the Tanaim is that they are geri arayos, with an aleph, like an aryeh. They were converted because of the lions. They were getting attacked, so therefore they converted to Yiddishkeit in order to save their own skin. So the Ritva points out over here that our sugya is saying that the kusim keep Shabbos is going according to the opinion that holds they are geri emes. Next line in the Mishnah, me ochle shum. If you take a neder, you're not going to get the You're not going to take any off from people who eat garlic. This is one of the takanas of Ezra. So also be Yisrael, also be kusim. You're allowed to get benefit from a Jew or from the kusim. May ole Yerushalayim also be Yisrael umutar bekusim. So for the ole Yerushalayim, then if that was going to be allowed for, it's also for a Jew, but kusim are going to be mutter. The Tosas over here points out in Oichle Shum, Pirish Osim Shemetzuvim Oichle Shum Mitakanus Ezra, the Erev Shabbos, that it helps the Zera, so there was an Indian to eat garlic on Friday night. Vegam Hakusim Shomrim Tekona the Achilus Shum Be'erev Shabbos. So the kusim, they kept this din. Okay, so there's a rush over here. The rush is actually back on Lamed Amud Beis. It says Mutar Bekusim. That the 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 5 lines where it's wide. She'enam olim the regel. The reason why Mishnah says that you're allowed because they don't go up to Yerushalayim. Afapi demidoraisu, who even though it's a dindoraisu, we assume the kusim do keep those. Shehem sonim es Yerushalayim. They don't hold from the makom of the base of Migdash. Vahar grizim boch lehem b'makom Yerushalayim. They chose Har Grizim over Yerushalayim. So therefore, that's why they don't go, and that's why the Mishnah makes a chilik between the Jews and the Kusim in regards to this third halacha, but not for Shabbos, not for the eating the garlic, but only for being Ola Regel. Says the Gemara, my shov se Shabbos. What does it mean when the Mishnah said shov se Shabbos? You rest. So ilema, and again, ilema always is going to issue something's going to be rejected. If you're going to tell me that talking mimekayme Shabbos, that it means from the people who actually keep Shabbos, they observe it. So then, my iria b'kusim. Why did you have to specify and single out the case of kusim? I feel the goyim nami, right? Even a goy, right? Maybe they were also, like a Seventh Day Adventist, something like that. Ella, no, it can't be that mimitzuvim al HaShabbos. No, it means people who are mitzvah, that they have a commandment to keep Shabbos. And there's some people who are not allowed to keep Shabbos, right? Namely, that the goyim, the Rambam tells us they're halachas, they're not allowed, goyim are not allowed to learn Torah, goyim are not allowed to keep Shabbos. They can't add to the mitzvahs, they can't create a new religion. They either can keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Be'Noach, they keep the 613, but they're certainly not allowed to do this. So this Tana holds, whether we've said over from the Ritva, that the Kusim are Geri Emes, and they have to keep Shabbos. Okay, Yochi Emes Seifa. Alright, so then what are you going to do when it says about the Seifa, Me'ol Yerushalayim, that you can't get any Hanah from those who go up to Yerushalayim? Also be so Motu Bekusim, so am I. Why would that be true, right? Ha Mitzuvaninu, they have a mitzvah like everyone else to go up to the base of Migdash 3 times a year. So Amar Abaye, Mitzuva V'Osa Ketani. We're talking about people who are commanded, and they do what they're commanded to. So here's how you learn it. Betarite bebave kamaisa. In the first two cases, that was keeping Shabbos, that's eating the garlic. Yisrael kusim mitzuvim v'osim. Right? They both do it, and they actually keep it. Goyim hahuda avde osin ve'ena mitzuvim. Some do these, but they're not doing because they're begetter mitzuvah v'osin. They're doing it just because they're doing it. They're not else as a, they like it. It's a good deed or whatever it is. They're in that habit. But ole Yerushalayim, when we come, the case of ole Yerushalayim, so in this case, yitzuah mitzuvah v'osin, kusim mitzuvah ve'enam osin. They're commanded, but they don't do it. So that's why he is allowed to get hanah from them in this case. But in the case of the first two, right, Shabbos and the Ochshim, he's also to get any hana from a kusi. There are, you know, guidelines for how, when a person is in the process of converting, as to how they actually do keep Shabbos as the, you know, as they get more serious about their commitment to Yiddishkeit. Continues the next Mishnah. Oh, maybe the Rambams. There's a Rambam over here that discusses, you know, what's the din in these cases. The Rambam is found Perik Tes Hilchos Nedarim. It's Chaf. Haneder Bin Toshve Mishovse Shabbos. Also be a Sov Akusim. Neder Be Oli Yerushalayim. Also be a Sov Motav Akusim. Shonus Chavin Ze El Nami Shemetuva Olav Alos Yerushalayim. V'Hanodim Bnei Noach. He's asking the next Mishnah. We'll see in a second. Motav Yisrael She'enik Roim Bnei Noach Ele Sh'ar Ha'umos. Okay, who's called a Jew? Who's called Ben Noach? Is not going to be coming up right now. So let's see that Mishnah. Konem she'eni nehene levnei Noach. Person takes a neder. I'm not going to get any hanoah from a ben Noach. That's like the rabbinic term for a non-Jew, because we all are descended from Noach. Mutar b'Yisrael also be'umas ha'olam. So we just read it from the Rambam, and it comes from here. This is really a source. The din is that he's also getting benefit from a Jew, but for a goy, he could in fact get it. So asks the Gemara, v'Yisrael mi nafig michlal b'nei Noach. You know, is a Jew not in that parsha? In other words, like, you know, look at the idea. A ben Noach has sheva mitzvos. Sheva mitzvos ben Noach, the one in Sanhedrin, Nun Vav, other places discuss that. So a Jew has those seven also, plus the 613. So it's not like they're added. It's like a super ben Noach, an enhanced ben Noach, more mitzvos for that. So the Gemara says, "Kaven Ikadesh Avraham Iskaru al Shemei." So no, since Avraham was Iskaru, he was made Kadosh. He was designated, like the Shorsh Kuf Dalad Shin means separated for different purpose. Kiddush separates one day of the week from the rest of the days. You're Makdish something. Kiddush and Kuf Dalad Shin always means something like that. So Avraham was designated, sanctified. He has a unique role in the world. So all of the descendants of Avraham are called by his name, and we're no longer called Bnei Noach. The Rosh over here, it's in the first wide line, right, discusses, what about Gerim? So says the Rosh, also be Israel, the Gerim Nami Bechlal Zera Avraham Ninhu. Right, they're also considered to be the children. What do you mean? They weren't biological descendants, but the answer is no, they are. They are considered to be the Zera Avraham. The Chol Shomri HaTorah Bechlal Zaro Heim. Anybody who keeps Torah correctly is the Zera of Avram. Kihu haye techila legerim. Avram was the first for all the game. Echsiv ki av hamon goyim nesaticha. But techila av Amram. La Aram. First he was just the father of Aram. Va'ato now av lechol hagoyim. And then he became the father for all the nations. So that's why Gerim also are considered to be the children and descendants of Avraham Avinu. There's even a discussion in Shulchan Aruch if a ger is allowed to daven Elokein of Elokei Avoseinu, that the answer is yes. Could they make the bracha? What's it called? Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu by Mimahem Bezman Hazeh. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Ve'ikel Yishmoel. The Mishnah said that if you get if you take a nether, then you can't get any benefit from the goyim. But Yishmoel, he's one of Avraham's descendants. So why didn't it be also for him as well? So where it says, "Ki b'Yitzchak yikari lecha zara," because Yitzchak is who's called your zera, your child. So that shows that it's Yitzchak and not Yishmoel, right? K'siv, okay. Ve'ike Esav, and you also have Esav. B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak, bit Yitzchak, that bays in front means some of Yitzchak's descendants, meaning Yaakov. That's included in Zera Avraham, but not all of the descendants of Yitzchak. Okay, next Mishnah. Person would say, She'eni nehena miYisrael. The property of a Yid is going to be also for me to get any benefit from. So, Lakech b'yoser amocher b'pachos. In that case, and when he wants to buy something from a Jew, he has to pay more than the market price, and he has to sell it to a Jew for less than the market price, so he's not getting a hanoah from these types of transactions. She Yisrael Nehen and Li, if he says the benefit for me is going to be ushered to a Jew, so in that case, Lokech Lepachos Smocher B'Yoser, he could purchase things for less than their market price, and he can sell them to more than the market price, that way he's not going to get any, that Jew's not going to get any hanoah from him, right? The Ein Shomen Lo, but you know, even though this would technically be allowed, no one's going to listen to him. No one's going to, you know, want to do a business deal with someone that's going to cause him to lose in every single transaction. Right? She'eni nehena lehen vehenli. What the person would say that I'm not getting any benefit from Jews. Jews not getting any permanent from me. Yehena leumos ha'olam. In that case, he's allowed to get hana from the non-Jews. But they what's it called? A Jew cannot get any hana from him. All right. Says the Gemara now. Omer Shmuel halokeach kli min ha'uman levakro. All right. So what's the case? You have a kli from this, the uman, the one who made it, the craftsman, and you're examining it. You want to check it out. You see if it's good. And then venenis biado, and an accident happened while it was in your hand. It broke. You're holding it up to look at it, and something that was an onus happens. Somewhere says you're chayiv in this case. You know, because when you were examining it, you could have finished off the sale at any time. So, according to some, you're like a shoel, right? And you're getting all the hana. That's the way the Ron learns. In the look on the second to last line, d'mishum shekol hana shelo chay ve'onsin, because he's getting all the hana. That's the Ron. So others argue. Let's just finish off this part, right? Then is biado chayiv alma kasaver. So you see, hanas lokeach he, that the hana belongs to him, and therefore it. That's the way the Ron learns. The Rambam has a little bit of a different understanding. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Dalid Yud Dalid, learns it's not a din in the hana, but it's actually you became the owner of it. The Rambam writes hanoto kelim in ha'uman. Amanas levakran, right? Our case, you're looking at them over. Do you want to examine them? Im haya dom of ketsuvim. It has a set price. Venenas biado chay bedomov. You're chay to pay for it. Hoyo bedomov ketsuvim meis shehegbiho nase birishuso. So it's in your rishus. It's yours. So the Ron is learning that this is the reason why you're chayiv is because of the hana, and the Rambam is learning that it's yours. You're chay because it's yours. So the Achronim point out the nafkamina one. Nafkamina between these two cases would be, could the owner be makdish this item while you're examining it? So if it's a din in hana, so then, yeah, you could, because it's not really yours, but that's the Ron. He could be makdish, but according to the Rambam, no, it's in your reshus now, it's yours, so he would not be able to be makdish it. Okay, now the Mosnas Akasha on Shmuel. Tanan, She'eni Nehenem Yisrael. Guys, is not going to get any hana from a Jew. Mocher B'pachos Aval Shav B'Shav Velo. So he says, you can sell it for less than the market price, right? So the Diak is, yeah, for a lesser price you could sell, but if you're going to do equal than low, you cannot do it for equal to what it's really in. V'i Hanas L'Keachi, and if it's really true, like Shmuel said, that the buyer is the one who benefits more out of that, right? Safilu shava b'shava. You should be allowed to sell it at the same price. So our answer is masnisin bezvina deremil al ape. Now the case that our Mishnah is talking about that literally falls into his face, it lies in his face. Most people, there's no real potential buyers for this item. So in this case, the seller is going to benefit even though it's really sold at market value because he finally found somebody who wants this thing. Okay, so it says, Im Kain Eim Aresha. Right, so what are you going to do with Aresha? Lokech Biosir. He said that you could purchase items from a Jew for more than the market price. So if the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Mochir is happy to sell, so why do you have to pay more? He could just pay the regular market value. The Ode, and another Kashin, Eim Seifa, when it says in the Seifa of it, She Yisrael Nehenin Li, Lokech lepachos mocher biyoser. If the case was where he says the Jew's not going to get any benefit from me, then he can buy things from a Jew for less, and he can sell them for more than the price, right? Ibizvina derami al ape. But if it's a case where the guy found somebody sells it, so afilu shav b'shav, even if he's going to sell it for the actual regular purchase price, that's considered a hanah for lokech. So that should be allowed. Someone says no. It's like this: save bizvina charifa. The safe is talking a case where it's literally charifa, means something that's sharp or it's keen, right? Like in kashas, we have a concept of a dover charif, something that's a very sharp taste to it. In Aramaic, that's what it means. It's like but also means someone acts quickly like that. Like a keen person is called a charif, right? So here it's a case. It's the safe is the opposite. It's a case where there's a lot of people who want to buy this, right? So therefore, the buyer is going to get a hana if he got it only at the market price because it's a hot item. See, hachi lokech b'pachos. If that's true, then what's the safe talking about when it says that he has to purchase it for less than the price? Even he's going to buy it for the regular, normal purchase price, that should be allowed because it's selling well. He's not getting a benefit. Se'el, now on Amd Beis, Masnisin bezvina mitzah. The Mishnah is talking about like an average case. You know, it's not particularly low quality, difficult to sell. It's not really high quality, and it's in big demand. So when it's sold at the regular shava, the set price, you can't say that the lokech or the mocher is one really getting benefit, right? So the guy takes a net, he has to lower the price. Okay, but Uda Shmuel, in Shmuel's case, that's talking about a different case, bezvina harifa. That's the case of Shmuel is wrong about this really good sale. That's right. So if you're going to buy this item at the fixed price, that in that case, the hana is in fact going to the lokeach, the one who is buying it.